97 on the box, on the line, header, we have Buzz Aldrin.
Good morning.
Right.
Good morning, Mr. Buzz. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine here, finishing up my breakfast, listening to my good friends in Houston, Texas.
We sure appreciate it, sir.
The book is called Mission to Mars, My Vision for Space Exploration. Of course, Buzz, you've been in it. You were the second person to walk on the moon. Everybody talks about what Neil Armstrong said, but what exactly did you say when you walked on the moon?
Well, it was rather an extemporaneous reaction to hearing the word beautiful. I certainly did not think that what I was looking at was beautiful. It was magnificent.
Wow.
That human beings were able to at last land and then briefly explore the surface of the moon.
Now, what about Mars now, your mission to Mars? How are we going to finally get to Mars, and what is your vision, as the book explains?
Well, the mission should be taking advantage of the investments we made 45 years ago in reaching the moon. We should take advantage of what we learned and then some of the mistakes that we made since then that have delayed our establishing great leadership in space, and chart a course that efficiently doesn't ignore the moon, but helps out the other international countries, and then charts a very determined course further and further away from the Earth-Moon system.
Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin is who we're talking to this morning. New book is called Mission to Mars. Sir, did you, at this point, didn't you think when you first took your step on the moon that humans would possibly be living on the moon or even Mars at this point?
It was an extremely inhospitable location there and many other locations on the moon. Almost 14 days of sunlight where it gets extremely hot, and then 14 days of darkness where it gets extremely cold. No atmosphere, just dust. No sign of life whatsoever. It's been that way for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years without changing.
Sir, I know oftentimes, as much as you got people who love what you do, you got the naysayers out there that, for whatever reason, want to believe that no walks have ever been taken to the moon. Why do you think that is, and what do you say to those naysayers?
Well, the naysayers are out to boost their own ego and attention of the rest of the world.
Now, Buzz, I know Houston's probably close to your heart with the space program. Do you have a favorite place to go here in Houston or a favorite restaurant?
Well, some of them aren't still in business. as time moves on from my time in Houston, my memory begins to fade. I cherish my time there in Houston, brief as it was.
Well, Buzz, thank you for joining us this morning. Real quick, what was harder, landing on the moon or dancing with the stars?
Well, I was in 1/6 gravity with Neil, held down on the floor by bungee cords and making a very soft landing. It was not physically strenuous. But I tell you, learning to dance with those experts was indeed a great challenge. I'm a pole vaulter, and unfortunately, we didn't have a pole out there on the dance floor.
That's Buzz Aldrin, Apollo 11 astronaut. The book Mission to Mars, My Vision for Space Exploration, is available at all bookstores and for download. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck on your book.
Thank you very much for helping me spread the word. Thank you.